Welcome to the 47th episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. I am Shanae.
I'm Ray.
I'm Sierra.
I know y'all missed us, because honestly, let me just tell y'all, we missed y'all too.
I'm sick of not being with y'all.
Listen.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah. Hey, look. Sorry. Yeah. So listen, these last couple of weeks, and I really didn't even remember that it was retrograde at first.
Right.
You brought it up the other day, Ray.
Hey, and I usually don't even feed into that.
I'd be the last one.
But October been so heavy for me, baby. I could bench press a couple people.
Oh, she said, why God. Does, let me check these dates, because what the fuck?
Baby.
And then I said Gatorade.
I like Gatorade.
Green, right? Blue?
Okay. October been heavy on the sauce.
Okay, so it's Pluto Gatorade. I see gotcha, what's going gotcha, on gotcha,
you see gotcha, what I'm talking about? It's been popping for me since October 3rd, and it's been something consecutively going on with
all
me.
The
like,
time.
And they say to end November 3rd, but that's when we vote.
Well, there's a post shadow too. So
a what?
I didn't want to mention it. There's pre and post. So before you start to feel it like coming, and then during it, it's usually super heavy, or it might not be heavy at all. And then that post shadow. So if you had a pretty tough retrograde, your post shadow might be like recovery. You might just be like, okay, it just depends.
It's gonna have to listen, Lord, or the retrograde deators. I need it to be soft. I need to relax.
Please.
I need to heal.
Soft.
Please give me a moment. Can I just breathe for a second?
Ooh, touch me on the inside part.
Okay,
well, like, not like that, but like the healing. I need the healing to touch me on the inside part.
It sound like Carter when I be like, I'm about to beat your ass. He like, are you gonna do it hard? I'm about to do it hard as fuck now.
I'm absolutely gonna do it as hard. As
harder than you think, actually.
Go get my designer belt.
Might as well call DFS.
I was just gonna say, I dread the day that Carter like learns the phone number to child services.
That nigga gonna be
because he gonna call them for everything.
No, he not, because he gonna be like, so
I mean, it ain't gonna be nothing that you really did. They're gonna be like, Carter, stop calling us.
Bye, Carter.
I don't want to leave my mom. I just want y'all to know she over here, but she on bullshit over here.
She over here making me go to bed
at midnight. Can you believe it?
I'm over here trying to play Roblox with my brother.
She won't give me no Robux.
And ain't.
Oh, my God.
Sick of paying for that.
I'm just going to hit a program the number in his little phone in.
Girl, he already be telling grown women to call him on his tablet when they get home. Did I tell y'all about that?
Yes.
He was like, I was about to get my hair done one day. He was like, I wonder what she looks like. Why do you wonder that?
Because he wanted to know.
Because you manage.
Oh, because you your daddy's son. Okay.
Gracias.
Appreciate that. We're recording today on a Saturday, which is Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. I love Halloween. Definitely my favorite holiday.
Happy,
I don't like scary movies. That's what really be fucking me up about it.
I don't have to watch scary movies.
Y'all listening on November 2nd, though, so Merry Christmas. Definitely is Halloween.
Because what about Thanksgiving? Like, stop.
What about it?
Thanksgiving is much more important than
the
Christmas.
Food, but that's the actual thing. Thanksgiving.
I like Thanksgiving. Ooh. That's that first round. I like that first round of food.
I prefer Thanksgiving over Christmas. Christmas is probably, Christmas is just really a stressful time. Like, I don't really care for Christmas.
That's because your birthday and Christmas is, like, literally weeks apart. I'm going to talk to Shauna because that was just not really
well
thought out. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, I'm January 2nd, so
I'm going to talk to your daddy, too.
Right. And my sister's January 8th, so it's, like, literally 2 weeks before Christmas she got one, and then 2 weeks after Christmas my mama got one.
So I
got
to talk to her about two
different
things.
Hey, if she want a hunch in the spring, that's what you get. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
She
got
spring cleaning.
There she was. Cleaning the pipe.
Clean it out, baby.
I don't want to think about that.
I just
Shauna,
told you,
please don't.
I don't like that.
I don't even like the idea of it.
I brought up Halloween really, though, to ask y'all if y'all have seen Sweetie dressed up like Destiny's Child. First of all, she been killing this shit the whole Halloween season, really. Mm-hmm. But she dressed up as all three of Destiny's Child in Bootylicious, in the Bootylicious video, bro. Mm-hmm. It was so fire.
I have not seen it.
And somebody, was it her or somebody that made a tweet and was like, when you had a group project, but you did the whole project by yourself. And it was a picture of like her as Destiny's Child. It was so fucking cute.
She's adorable though.
She is so cute.
I would rather she just do what she does instead of picking.
It's okay.
Yeah. Sweetie could just like be an internet.
Yeah, she could just be like an internet personality, because that rapping ain't it.
I did just hear a release from her, and I wish I would have wrote down the name.
Hated it.
I liked it. It was something like a little freestyle she did, and she was like at a big mansion or something. Mm-hmm. it did kind of sound a little repetitive with the this one like couple of bars that she did kept doing. But other than that, I was like, this is pretty cool.
But like, the songs everybody hates, like Tap In and what's the other one before that, My Type. I love those two songs.
I like My Type. Tap In had to grow on me.
I know, right? You ain't gotta say too much for the look in your eyes.
Tap In definitely had to grow on me. Songs. But I have, let me think. I've seen so many cute little Halloween costumes from people, like celebrities.
I want to go out and do it one time for the one time. I definitely thought this year was going to be it with it being on a Saturday and all of that. But
we all thought we were just so blessed about these holidays falling on the days that they fall on. Now look at us.
Whole time we in the house.
Look at us. We just look dumb and
from
stressed.
Cinco de Mayo on. Like, God, we just been in the house. Matter of fact,
Cinco de Mayo was
St. Patrick's Day.
I haven't celebrated.
I think
St.
we had
Day
St.
So
Patrick.
Long.
I don't celebrate it either.
Back in
but
high
we've been
school
in the
was
house.
Fun though.
We've been in the house for a long time.
Did y'all used to skip school and go to the St. Patrick's Day parade in high school?
I did a couple of times.
Had to. It was like if I didn't, I never didn't. So
might as well.
Might as well. Y'all voting Tuesday?
I was going to, but now I'm just kind of like.
I'm a vote because when I talk shit later on, I got to have something
that's
to stand on.
That's the only reason why I would want to.
Yeah.
I got to have something to stand on. I actually saw a clip of a girl saying that it was something on Twitter. And she was, it was a group of women. And she was talking about how she voted for Trump as a joke. Like, I didn't really think he would win or something like that. And a girl commented and said, that speaks to your privilege that you even thought that was something to play about.
Yeah.
But
stop white women's suffrage.
Yeah, and she couldn't even. And I hate when certain people say stuff and just say what you mean, but then when somebody addresses what you're saying, then you try to bite back on your opinion. No, you thought it was a joke. You thought it was funny because it doesn't really affect you. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. But I'm a vote for that point because I can't really speak on anything if I didn't even go exercise
that
right.
Because I really was like, I was just telling Shanae, like, I don't think I'm a vote. Like.
Yeah, she said that, and I was like, honestly, even like people feel like, it's just that one vote, it's just my one vote, but I'm like, what if my one vote could have changed the world?
That, and think of how many people are thinking like,
exactly,
just like that, like,
that
I ain't gonna vote, that one vote don't matter,
vote
those millions.
Turned into 10, turned into 10,000,
it's too many, it's too many, even if we roll back with the L, I mean, it's an L either way.
I was so devastated.
It's definitely an L.
When Trump won.
Oh my God.
I went to bed, my heart was heavy.
Well, I think I cried a little.
That's
I was
the
sick.
Thing. I didn't stay up to the final.
Woke
I just
up
woke
to
up
him
to
being
it,
your
and
president.
I was like, okay, so
I was
not,
sick.
If you didn't want me to go to work today, America,
I need a day.
I definitely took a day.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
And not even knowing. Can you imagine? Like, we felt like that already. Not even knowing
what we were getting into.
What we were going to, like, come across over these last 4 years. Like,
and I ain't gonna
hold
you.
It's been a literal shit show.
It's been a shit show. If he knew how to maneuver and was better with people and stuff like that, he's not a dummy in terms of business. Mm-hmm. On the business aspect of things, he's not as ignorant as he seems. He knows how to evade some taxes, get some money off.
He know how to be
you
a
know what I'm saying?
When it comes
that's
to
what the United States is.
Song,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If we being honest, mm-hmm. like, he knows how to get himself ahead and all of this. Like, everything he's doing is to put himself in a better position when he's out of the office, in my mind. He don't care about the people. The people ain't never been a concern of his. He is his most important person. Yeah. So I feel like that's who he's looking after. Joe Biden, that nigga's trash. It's just like, how heavy do you want to take the trash out? Do you want a light load? You know what I'm saying? You're going to take the trash out the bathroom. You're going to take the trash out the kitchen.
I know you're not supposed to be able to see the future, but I just wish I could see just a little glimpse of what 4 years with each of them would look like.
Oh, fuck.
Because the thing about it is, if Biden wins, and in 4 years, whoever his running mate is, this nigga might get another 4 years. It's just, we're fucking screwed.
He's 93. Screwed. I really don't see.
So he only got 4 years, period.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
I respect that.
He can't afford, Trump didn't survive COVID.
We haven't had a president. Not trying to say that I would like to see anybody die, but we haven't had a president die on our watch in a long time.
You think we can order that? Or?
I'm not saying we about do.
I thought COVID was the one.
You understand what I'm saying?
See where I'm going? Yeah. Listen, Lord. I don't ask much.
I said, dang, we was all on our knees.
That nigga
night.
Trump got out that man. He was like, shit, I feel better than ever. What's up?
That nigga hopped
and
out.
And wasn't breathing.
That boy was looking like a wax model figure from Vegas.
I'm immune to COVID. I said, boy, you don't even know what immune means. Like, that's
I
not
hate
even.
Him.
You got it. You
the thing about it is, Gemini is going to get up in Gemini. Nobody Gemini's. I thought nobody Gemini'd harder than Kanye.
I don't know.
But Trump
that should have been his running mate, in all honesty.
Two Geminis? Ooh, that would have been a funny ass campaign. Like,
that would have been so many emotions.
That would have been, now that.
Trump would have won.
Honestly.
Easily.
That's so many people wanted to vote for Kanye.
That I wouldn't have voted for, because you got me fucked up.
Now you're playing with
me.
Now
you're trying to be funny.
And that is going to be the last TV personality that we vote into office. Period. We're not doing that. Donald was quite enough.
I wouldn't have participated in that election at
all. I would have left.
Wouldn't have been no question. Do what y'all got
to
do.
I would have went in my own bunker.
I've been trying to figure out how to get to Canada since Canada is not having us.
They got their flag. They got their little leaf on it, and they are not accepting any outsiders at this time.
Like, good person. I feel like I can talk in a funny accent. Like,
I can too, and I don't mind things being more expensive because healthcare is free. Let me in, please.
That's funny. You said funny accent.
What I gotta do?
Let go. Let go. I love it when you make your knees touch your elbow.
Hey. We don't want to come to St. Louis. We want Canada. We want Canada.
I'm going to just talk to Drake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's going to be here. Let me speak this into existence.
Don't talk to Tory.
We're going to get into it.
I don't want to fight about it.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him?
So, you know, the mayor, Quentin Lucas, is trying to get Toronto,
the Raptors. Here.
They're trying to get them here for temporary, like, for the season next year, because I guess... Because of COVID shit or whatever, they can't keep going back and forth across the border to come play.
Oh, cool.
So he's trying to get them to be able to stay here as like their temporary home to be able to play here. And I said, Drake.
Y'all won't even stay in the house, though. Drake. Y'all won't stop shooting each other. Y'all won't stop killing each other.
Talk your shit.
And our nightlife is trash ass.
And y'all keep having secret parties so that they can win. But they won't stay home.
These people was just sucking cucumbers at the firelight last night.
I'm talking about the Raptors. They need to stay at home.
I'm just saying we don't act right. Y'all don't deserve.
They don't.
Y'all pulled cucumbers back out.
Why? That's like.
Sucking them.
Why did you
I'm
do
sick
that?
Of y'all. Like, y'all don't deserve the Raptors.
Y'all,
like,
y'all,
no.
Y'all didn't look at anything y'all did in 2019 that might have been part of the fucking problem that we're in now.
I don't care what they deserve. It's about what I deserve. And
I deserve Aubrey too.
To be here.
You think Aubrey want to be here and he get online and see what's going on in Kansas City and these people sucking cucumbers?
Girl, I can't tell because he stayed fucking 7 weeks the last time he was here. Supposed to be here at night.
Baby, come back to me.
Have y'all seen our murder rate lately?
He love us.
He coming back to me.
Our murder rate is fucking high right now.
It's ridiculous. First 48 is gone.
Oh, they're not fucking with us anyway because they know. But the thing, their murder rate is, there's a new, what's it called, record.
These niggas is outdoing themselves.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, we was on lockdown for a long time. What y'all playing, catch up? I don't like when y'all do that.
They was up home shining up their bullets and all of that. They are back and it's scary.
They said y'all wonder why
COVID was going to get checked.
Oh, y'all,
but I guess
y'all
not.
Out the house now?
Okay.
Say less.
Say less.
Say less. I got a blickety.
I was going to put you in the dirt.
Okay. So.
They got blickities out. They killing it at an alarming rate.
It's crazy. Like, I'll be surprised if we get it, the Raptors.
I mean.
We could use them, but.
I feel like we have a good chance.
Mahomes was like, they're going to play at the,
T-Mobile
Center? I don't know. That's what he sounded like.
I feel like because the Chiefs just won and because the Royals won not too long ago, the World Series, I think that we probably have a good chance of them coming. We actually have an already capable arena for it. Like, I think.
I'm going to be honest.
It could happen.
If they come, I'll be there.
For sure.
I'll be there.
And the thing about
I'll be strolling down Main on random night. Oh, practice?
we do have the best fans in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So
the thing about it.
It's unmatched.
We have the best fans in Kansas City.
Everybody loves everybody until they leave. Then the racism comes back. In those moments.
It's like really fucking crazy.
Those 2-3 hours, we are love bugs.
Have you seen anything like that? That's fucking
crazy. It's us. It's us. They go get in their trucks with their Confederate flags and everything. We go right back.
But it's not a lie.
Ayo!
But Blue Lives Matter flags, American flags, and Confederate flags, it's all the same.
Hey, dog. Let me tell y'all what I saw when I was just back home at Birmingham. It was a United States flag, but it was blue. And the whole thing said Blue Lives Matter, baby. I saw that's loud. Too loud for me. Let me get from around
all the
here.
Same. All those three flags are the same to
me. I feel like
point.
I'm just going
to
start telling people that they mean Crips.
No.
When they say that.
I prefer that you don't disrespect my Crip niggas like that, period.
Because you know
that's
blue light.
That's what you should have meant.
That ain't what they meant, though.
That's what you should have meant.
That ain't what they meant. They talking about the shield.
That's what they should have meant.
They talking about the shield, not the seat.
That's what they should
have meant. I ain't going to fight you. I'm just telling you what they didn't mean. I'm just telling that's not what they meant, though.
I'm going to say what I'm going
to
say.
Let you stand in solidarity.
I'm going to be like, damn, that's crazy. You a Crip? Susan? Wow. That's wild.
Who knew you guys gangbang?
They going to gangbang y'all, all
right? Right. But for real, though.
Yeah, I don't know. The climate with all of the racial tension and everything going on, it's just, I just really be like, it's crazy that we still here.
Dog, this has been a fucking year, ain't it?
Like, we still.
Who knew?
I love when Twitter posts pictures and be like, can y'all believe this happened this year? And I'm like, actually, no, I can't.
Nothing.
So many things.
It's so many things, like that lady in that wheelchair that got hit with the fire hydrant, or that little boy that was scamming people, talking about he was getting bullied at school and people were sending him money on that GoFundMe.
That little midget man.
That was this year.
They played us.
Like, it's so much
Everything's
shit.
Happened this
they
year.
Played us real nice. We really thought, I remember at the beginning of the year realizing that all of the holidays was on Saturday.
We were happy.
Life was gonna be good.
Hey, I want to listen to the first part of this year.
All of the enthusiasm.
Oh my God.
All of the excitement. The all of the goals of and plans.
And that's we were like, y'all, we're going to be ahead of the curve. We're going to have some episodes tucked away for y'all. We're going to do this. We're going
to
do that.
We're going to do everything that we need to do because we are supposed to be so much further than the 47th episode.
11
baby,
months later.
Here we are.
Who knew?
We doing good, though.
Dog.
We doing good, though.
I just can't believe this. Yeah. Whole time. If I'd have known 2020 was going to do this, I would have never stayed up till midnight.
Hey, remember when we all was like, I can't wait to hear the last episode of the end of next year. We are fucking funny. We don't even know it.
I can't wait to be like, get me out of here. Get my children out of here.
Hey, I went to my people's birthday little situation last night, and it was a countdown on the camera, and somebody was like, Happy New Year. And I was like, nah, y'all see what happened last time we played. Don't play like
that.
Hey,
we just going to sleep this year. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't going to bother nobody. We just going to wake up with gratitude. That's it. We not coming in.
Me and Cara went to a New Year's party last year, and they fucked up the countdown. Like, as a matter of fact, I feel like the countdown didn't even happen. Or, like, it started, like, they didn't go from, like, the 10. Like, it wasn't, like, it was just, like.
3, 2, wait.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You just going to do it right now here? Okay.
I want to go to one.
She says, like, I knew from that moment that this
New Year's Day was awful for me.
Fucked up. Huh?
New Year's Day was awful for me. It was some bullshit for you. We kind of knew the first day of the year.
Damn.
And we all try to give ourselves some grace. Like, you know, we just going to hit it, run it back on the second. Like, it ain't that big of a deal.
I want out.
The whole time.
I want out.
I really truly thought this year, though, with everything going on, like, and I will say we have seen, like, a big boom in, like, entrepreneurship and, like, small businesses popping up and trying to, like, find other ways to make money and stuff like that. But at this point, I feel as though we are about to start a segment probably called When Supporting Black Businesses Goes Wrong.
Okay, shit.
Because hey,
I approve this message.
You niggers be
heavy.
You negros. Oh. Negros. Negra. Nika. Blacks. African Americans. Coons. What do they like to refer to us as?
Coons.
Listen. Y'all be doing the most.
Because why is y'all
all while doing
Saturday?
Nothing?
I'm sorry. Nah, I know.
Doing the most.
Did I jump up front of the gun?
All while doing nothing. Why y'all closed on Saturday?
Why are y'all still closed on Saturday?
Why y'all still got COVID hours?
You know but what? Y'all regular hours be
10 to 3.
Tuesday through Thursday, fucking 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but y'all closed on Saturday. Like,
you know what? That's
on.
Okay, because when we go back on lockdown, y'all going to wish y'all had them few Saturdays tucked on the tuck. So it's okay.
I'm going to be honest, because I just like to call a spade a spade. That soiree down on Vine. Y'all say that y'all open at noon. Come Tuesday, I've been there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at noon, 1, 2, and y'all not open. Y'all can't pick and choose when y'all going to be open because the Google say y'all open.
The Google, I don't like that.
I want y'all to be open, and then I come, and y'all got to post this sticker on the door to say, close. That's not how we going to work. We not going to do that. I wanted that po' boy a few times. Shout out to that boy, Chuck. He made me a po' boy. He got that off Twitter. It was real nice. It was respectful. It was a shrimp po' boy.
I missed that one.
Eminem Bakery. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one.
Repeat
the one.
Offender.
Hello?
Y'all just do what the fuck y'all want to do.
Hello?
I love y'all fools so much, but y'all just really do what the fuck y'all want
to
do.
I need that Saturday fix. Saturdays is usually when I get to eat what I want, decide how I feel and all of that. And I do that through my comfort food. And who can be comforted in a closed establishment? Not me.
Not I. And I love the bread. If y'all gonna sell the bread in a bulk, then God damn, I can make my own sandwich at the house.
I think for me with the hours and stuff like that, it's like if you was like consistent about it, like that would be different. But like
when you picking and choosing,
it's like
Ruby Jeans. Y'all being closed on Saturday is a big hindrance to my life.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they closed every Saturday though, right?
No, since COVID.
Oh, since COVID.
Yeah, they used to be up on Saturday.
No.
But if it's been consistently like that since COVID though,
I'm upset.
Eminem was like that, not like that. They used to be open Saturday. This ain't cool.
But with that, what I'm saying is, for me anyway, the problem is the consistency. If Ruby Jeans has consistently been closed on Saturdays due to COVID, all right. But Eminem, all right, we open today. All right, now I'm just playing.
All right, go get a sandwich. Go get a sandwich. I'm just playing.
Fuck it, I'll hook you up with a hook 'em up.
It's not funny.
Like, I don't like it.
And then I've been wanting to try that soul food bowl from Ruby Jeans, too.
Oh, yeah. I want to see about that, too.
Heard it was good.
Because I want to see about that.
You know what hurt
these
me
Caucasians?
During that COVID? They be open. Cool. You know what else about them Caucasians?
7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
And when they say they're going to be open. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Actually, they do.
Consistently.
I'll tweet or any Caucasian establishment. I'll be like, oh, dang, well, y'all. Open. You know what? I can come in right now.
Yeah, 10:30 p.m.
It's cool. No, you said you wanted that, right? I can come in right now. Let's go. I'll deliver it.
I got a testimony.
Goddamn me.
Speaking of supporting black businesses and it going wrong, so it was somebody on, I had first seen their work on Twitter, and then I reached out because I wanted something. No response. And so I went on Instagram, same thing. So I reached out because my homeboy had posted her in his story, whatever, like, they cool. I'm like, hey, do this oop for me. You know what I'm saying? See if you can get this to work. She responded to him before he even got out the message.
They pick and choose who they gonna
that was the problem. And it was just a lot of back and forth situation. And then I'm like, I got the money. I got my shirt. Tell me where to send it. Homegirl was trying to, after about 4 days, I responded, no, thank. That's okay. Thanks anyway. Blocked. Quit playing with me like my money don't spend the same way because
they do that though. They pick and choose who they're going to respond
and
to.
And that's another problem.
And that's
I don't
okay.
like that. Nope, stop playing okay. with me. That's my money spend, but it's a shame that I have to go through a man for you to you respond to him immediately. Now, if he would have wanted a bulletproof 50 cent vest, then you would have got that. I don't like that. You can't pick and choose when it comes to that money. I don't like it. Mm-mm.
They pick and choose.
That's why.
But then when I decide not to do mom and pop, or if I do mom and pop, I'm like, well, let me see what, you know.
What's such and such
Gunner and them talking about.
I am.
I'm wrong.
I'm going to go where my money spent regardless. I'm going to go where I get treated accordingly. It shouldn't matter how popular I am, who knows me, and the who's who of who's who of the world. But that's how a lot of things operate around here.
It
it's really tacky.
When you don't, like, I usually go to one person for this thing, but this time I went to another person for one thing. Now you acting funny, and
now
you
mad.
And
but one thing about me, I'm going to go where I see fit, what works for me.
Yeah, and you don't know why I went to this person. Maybe I went to this person. Oh, shit, even if I went to this person, because I just don't want to come to you no more.
You it depends right on how you money. Move to do it. It depends on how you do it. Now, if we got something set and you just decide, it depends on
if
business.
If you schedule something, I'm saying, like, if I normally go to you to get my nails done, but I've decided, like, I want to go to somewhere else, like, not a standing appointment, and I just be like, fuck it.
Oh, it could be a convenience sake, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I needed this done quickly. You wasn't available.
Oh, you know I don't know nobody be acting ugly like that.
Some
but they do.
Okay.
But they definitely
I shouldn't
do.
Have to explain that to you anyway.
Either
I'm
way
grown.
It go.
And if anyway,
I'm
you know what the
grown.
Fuck we be doing. I hate when people be acting like oblivious to the shit they be doing or lacking in or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know why I didn't come to you? You see how this shit looked this time. Or you see how, nah.
Stop asking to do my hair.
Yeah.
No. No, you can't do my hair. No,
yeah.
I'm not sitting in your chair. No, I don't want to wear your shirt.
Anything.
I'm not buying no more of your hoodies. I'm not doing that. If your quality don't match the price, I'm not coming back. So
if
you
your
ever
don't
worry,
match my standards.
Because sometimes you get in a chair and it just don't work out.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, if I ain't return, it wasn't up to my liking. And if I never came,
And it ain't even no hard feelings, dog. It's just
because you might get better and I might pull up later on. But right now, for the life that I'm living, this ain't working for me.
I'm in front of the
camera, nigga. I don't like that. I'm visual. I got to be respectful of myself.
But I don't really feel like, again, I don't feel like you should have to explain that to nobody. Like, and also, don't think just because you do something and I'm friends with you, I'm supposed to have to go to you just because I'm friends with you. Like,
yeah, that's another one.
I don't have to go to you just because you're my friend.
Or
my
I can family. Support you without it being monetary. I need you to fully understand that. Because, again, I might have created relationships and bonds with in other places before you got to where you are. And if I can, I'm going to try to do that. But if nothing else, I'm going to share, like, tweet, retweet. I'm gonna support you regardless in all of your endeavors. But it might just not work out for me and what I'm looking for. Can't be salty about that either.
I hope we didn't empty the clip on this because I really did kind of want to. But I'm sure because
that's this week's segment. We got a few businesses out of the way.
We did. But you know what the thing about it is? While we are upset with you, we still gonna fuck with you.
Yeah. One thing about me.
One thing about me, I'm weak.
I'd still. Eminem, I'm coming to get a sandwich on Tuesday.
I'm just giving y'all some constructive criticism.
That's it. You got to be able to construct things better. I'm still coming.
Y'all need it. I love y'all, though.
Speaking of black-owned businesses, though, I would like to discuss something as a worker for a black-owned business.
Ooh, quick sidebar real quick just to let the people know. Eminem now has a ordering service. You can order online, just so y'all know. So... I ain't got to call
63 times for it not to be answered after 10:30 and have to come stand in line under the bridge. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I like that.
Okay. Just wanted to let y'all know. Go ahead.
Appreciate that. I'm going to need that this week.
So I've recently started being a waitress.
Talking shit. Where do you waitress?
At the corner. It's on 18th and Vine. If you guys would like to come and, you know, put a little money in my pocket or whatever. So here's the thing. Yes, formerly Bayou on the Vine. This is the thing, though. Okay. You motherfuckers that like to skip out on your bill. Let me just tell y'all something, just in case you do not know. That money comes from your servers. It's not like when bitches go Boost from Victoria's Secret, and Victoria's Secret, you know, got whatever they got to cover the losses.
Or Target, or anywhere else y'all stealing, and hit me in my inbox, but it's not like that.
Not like that. Okay. I have to pay for that when you don't do what you're supposed to do as a decent human being. And not only that.
It's ugly. It's tacky. It's uncouth. Your mammy should be ashamed. And don't come back to the corner.
Don't do it. Because if I see your ass, and trust me, I got a good memory, nigga. I'm going to remember that face.
You should see her face.
I'm going to beat your ass.
As you should.
And I won't get fired. I'm going to tell y'all that right now.
Like, I hope I run into these old ladies. And I said, well, I hope we did.
Damn, it was oldie but goldies?
Well, two of them was old. Now, that one was like a big, big one. Like, round. I only had like two tables that like, actually, like, you know you didn't just pay. Like, you know you just you walked out on your shit. Now, the other ones was like.
That two-ticket thing.
Like a couple of drinks or like, you know, like I order, like you order with me, you order with somebody else, you got one ticket, maybe you thought that was everything or, you know, so that's whatever.
Y'all cheap. Back here.
Right. But you motherfuckers that like sat there, ate your meal, like I came to you umpteen times, like you're good, you know, you ready for your ticket? No, I want another drink. I want and then walk your monkey ass out.
How do you decide to, I have never done it, but how do you just decide to do that?
I don't know. And I think I felt really upset because I'm like, I've been on my feet almost 8 hours serving you this food that you're about to make me pay for.
How do you not feel?
You a slave.
I'm paying. Okay. I'm a trick Tracy.
Let me tell you something. Damn. Have y'all ever been put in a situation where, not necessarily where you could just walk out and, like, I know if I walk out, they ain't going to catch me or nothing going to happen. But, like, a situation where it's, like, you know you didn't pay for a service, but it's not, like, a necessarily send out at a restaurant. Just something that they just not paying attention. Like, well, fuck it. I'm about to
like, they give me gel nails instead of regular nail polish, but I don't say nothing.
Them Asians will beat your ass. But no, okay.
But I'm saying like something light like situation. That. Like I paid for the rest of it.
I went to Q39 a few weeks ago and got a to-go order. And he brought it out to my car, but he was like, all right, have a good night. It's like $60 worth of food because me and my cousins. And I'm like, I'm about to just go. But I got to the thing, and I'm like, man, I know somebody going to have to pay for this shit. Because that's how restaurants are. Exactly. They make you pay for
it. I didn't
it.
Even know that. Like, I just thought it was like an L. But I have been in situations. I never thought of it like that. But I always think, like, if I get over here, something going to happen. Like, if I do something, that's when I go in my car and it just didn't, a lightning came on. I got to spend money. So I always end up spending more than what I get over from. You know what I'm saying?
Always. It don't even have to be monetary. It could just be
just whatever. It's just anything. So I try to do better with that. I try to do. Or think of, because it's always worked that way with me. Anytime I thought I got something or I got off on something, I always lose in the end. So now I just try to do right.
You niggas dining and dashing is why we got COVID.
Facts. But yesterday, Target, I did not mean to leave with them little Febreze clips that go in my car, but it was under the little Sterilite thing that I bought. So when I was putting that in the car, I was like, dang, that's $5.99, $6.44. All right, keep the change. I had did the math in my head and paid for it. You know what I'm saying?
Just pay it for it.
My bad, Target. But I had spent $130, though, so I did bad. I ain't do bad.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I could have left the draft under there. You see what I'm saying? It's just small stuff. I could have left my draft. That's $30.
And that's one thing where it's a... Where it's like, if it's just like an oversight or something, it's like, man, I ain't about to go.
I was like, hey, y'all know I mean that.
But to deliberately.
Being ugly.
Yeah, that's why I'll be like,
don't worry about it, because when we catch you old hacks, it's going to be like that for you every time. We're going to beat, how much was, you remember?
Their tab was $60.
We're going to beat 60 at you for the rolling 60s.
Like, for every year you've been alive,
though. Nah, for real.
Yamps.
Why would you do that, though?
I have no idea. And they had other people at their table, and they paid their thing.
Shut up.
And my boss was like, pretty much, he was like, well, we can, you know, just charge their card. Like, we can do that. And then they'll have to figure that out because legally we can do that. And I was like, you know what? I wouldn't want to do them like that because
your people scammed.
Yeah. They, you know, they did what they were supposed to do. So, like.
So, did they know that they skipped out?
I don't know that they know.
I also, if you do that, I won't go out with you no more.
And they gave me a really good tip, too, the people at their table that did.
Did you get tipped or did you get money to pay their other bill?
You're right. You know what?
I would have told silly them, me. I would have been like, yo, people skipped out on name.
Well, they was already gone. They was already gone, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, this was after the fact that
he was right. Okay. Yeah. If they would have been there, that probably would have been something that we could have talked to them about, like, hey, you know, they gone, blah, 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 blah. But they was already.
That's so ugly.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they left actually before they had left.
That's disgusting.
It's really trashy and it's really trifling. And when y'all think about shit like that, you see, like, why small businesses or why black-owned businesses and stuff like that fail. Because that hundred, like, it costs so much to run a restaurant. It costs so much to, like, run a business, period. Like, it costs so fucking much to fucking do this podcast. Like, it costs money to do
everything
things.
Costs money.
So even you trickle it down to that, like, damn, like, that's money that I don't have to be able to do shit that I
need to
do.
Right, and I should have
shit.
Money at leisure, but I got to pay your bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting here. I've been really trying to figure out, like, what other posters we can get on this wall. Like, what other albums?
This motherfucker's tight.
It's
man.
Random. We're this studio that we're in, they have album covers on the wall. And I'm just trying to think, like, there's no Drake or anything.
Yeah, no Drake.
That motherfucker's tight, though.
I don't know. We're going to talk about it.
I'm sitting next to my favorite.
A
right
higher level.
Or right here. You know, there don't be no kids here. It's cool.
Fuck them kids. But not
I'm
fuck the work.
Next to my favorite Summer Walker, so I knew it was going to be a good little situation.
Cool little situation. Moral of the story, because I love to get off topic. Be better people, y'all. It's people that have to pay for the intentional things that you do. So be mindful of that, because it could be you or it could be someone that you are acquainted with that has to pay the tab of something that you and your people left. So be careful.
And let me give my thanks to Sierra also, because I just told her about that as like a venting, like, like I was so frustrated, and she just sent me $65 on it, and I was
I
like,
"No, you gotta pay that shit back." I'm like, know, "This nigga, I know she probably been busting her ass."
Like when I got home last night,
you just depleted. I didn't like, work,
it's
and
possible
we don't
you
eat.
Might not even break even. So it's just like,
Let me help you help yourself.
Exactly. When it was all said and done yesterday, like I literally only walked out of there with like $16 worth of tips.
Slave.
That's fucked up.
Indentured servant.
Yeah. So it was crazy, but I
you working tonight though, right? I'm gonna come trick off.
Maybe Shawnee say, "Am I?"
Also,
will I?
Also, this really nice young man, he also contributed to the, you know,
what
with the what? To the tab.
Did he?
So, appreciate it.
Did he? Yeah. Okay, she rubbing her necklace, y'all. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate you, young man.
Yes, thank you so much.
Chivalry.
We got you. It's okay. Chivalry. It's okay. It's not dead. Real niggas ain't gone.
God damn me.
It's only three of y'all left, but.
God damn me.
I started spending a little bit of money. $6 a month, I think it is. I'm finally on OnlyFans. Not me on OnlyFans, y'all, but like I'm subscribed to someone on OnlyFans. But it's not what y'all think, pervs. That's listening, not y'all, because y'all already know. I have subscribed to The Dark Room, which is like some like gossipy stuff. Or like they tell you like celebrities and like athletes and stuff, business. And let me tell y'all how this is like the best $6. I probably ever fucking spent. I'll be on this motherfucker like, girl, what?
And then we.
They posted sex tape from Tyga.
Proud of that.
Let me tell y'all what. Mm-hmm. That boy got dick. Like, where did, I mean.
You think he bought that with his hairline or it came standard?
I did hear somebody did say, like, I think that's an implant. Like, they think it's.
But
like
he little, fake, though.
But he little and little niggas be having.
Hey, time.
I like.
Hey, time. Them little bulky ones. Hey. Them little thick. Hey.
Please
hey.
Let me testify.
Before you lock my love away.
Hey. On my mama. Knew.
On my hood.
I look
that dick fly.
That dick look good. Good. Hey, that's not a lie. Short niggas. Coming with that hammer.
Hey, what baby. I say on hammer. Twitter last night?
Hammer.
I said God's apology to short niggas was the dick. And that's it.
And
they was in the wrong line and I ain't mad.
And anyway, we all the same size when we lay down, period. What's up?
A little nigga told me that.
I know, that's why I got that
little anyway. But they do be saying that. But
they
you,
do.
But you little anyway.
But you girl. Are. She's you little. Them. You little though.
Taller. But if
little,
I wasn't.
They be taller than her.
They easily taller than you. For me, 5'10", pulling up on a 5'. Hey, no, I'm not talking to you, Sylvester. I'm not doing that.
Why is that going to be Sylvester?
Why is that going to be Sylvester?
I don't know. That was the first thing to slip.
Short niggas be creepy, and that's a creepy
they do
name.
Have. Short dudes be having strong names sometimes. Like, it's like they knew they needed to be strong in life. So.
Now, hey. I'm sitting here running down every short nigga I
listen,
know,
they do got strong-ass names.
It's fucking wild.
Hey.
Your mama named you
she
that.
Knew.
She knew. She you knew. Was not going to grow. I was watching.
Have y'all seen Charm City Kings?
Love it.
Okay, so y'all know, is it Chino? Is that his real name? Chino or Chico? The one who's really, really good on the bike.
The one that got killed?
No, the one... The tough ass nigga with the on the gat with the having them do the shit with the chick.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but
like
I don't
he really
his name.
Do that bike yes. shit or whatever. So the person I was watching it with was like, that nigga short in real life. He was like, short niggas be so angry. Why do they be mad? I'm like, this the height. He was like, he ain't got to stand up on that bike and do all that shit. Short niggas
I love
be
it.
Extra. I love it though. Like hey, I love me a short nigga.
I want
nigga.
Me a dude on a bike. I just want to experience it. I ain't gonna get hey, on it.
People I am. Them, hey, if I
I'm
find
scared.
A nigga that can do that. Baby,
I'm
post. I retweeted a video where a nigga was doing that. He put it at 12 o'clock, and the chick was like holding on to him on the front. I was like, "That's
ooh,
me."
Bike
I
on 12 o'clock. Yes,
throw that bitch at 12 o'clock.
We can do it in the parking lot.
That's funny.
If I fall, I want to fall light.
I'm sitting here like I can't do that, but then I'm like, "Hey y'all, let's go bungee jumping."
I want to rub the pavement too. That shit tight. Hey, I was looking at that shit. I was like, "That shit is fucking hard."
I'm going to Philly. I'm going to go get me an East Coast guy.
Your niggas was in Baltimore.
I need it.
Two.
Did you see that tweet? It was like, "What's the worst accent in America, and why is it Baltimore?"
No, seriously.
But for real, because it's the fucking worst.
I don't like it.
Because where do y'all get it from? What is like? What is this a mesh of?
Dirt
mist.
I don't mean that. I didn't mean
filth.
It. I didn't mean it. I
you
mean
said it.
It,
and I can't unsee it.
Got it.
I don't think nobody listening from there, no way.
Mm. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
How my
Baltimore.
Hair look, Mike?
Ooh. Yeah.
We ain't had no Halloween party. We suck.
Do we suck or do we just have some shit going on? Let's just be honest.
It's retrograde.
It's retrograde. It was really great.
I wasn't expecting it.
No, it was just a lot. It's been a tough October. October was tough.
I ain't even do nothing for you to be acting like this October.
But that's how we felt about January. But you was all...
It's the pressure.
Don't do that bad January.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm going to always do that. This ain't that. It was a retrograde in January.
No, that's even worse because it wasn't even a retrograde.
That means y'all need to poke your chest out, nigga. Because I know what nothing going on.
No, I'm gonna tell you though, this pressure is. I know diamonds got to come from this shit. This year was crazy.
Oh, I'm gonna be diamondette.
Hey, this is gonna be some fucking diamonds, some platinum, some gold,
pearls. I want some everything. Pearls from the sea.
Everything, okay. Everything.
It's gonna happen. I feel it.
And just so y'all tell me, you know, I do not discriminate. I'm just saying, I was just giving props to short men because they don't get a lot of love.
Also, as well.
And I'm very fortunate.
I just heard about y'all. I can't fuck with it.
I was literally about to say, because I said this on Twitter too. I said, I'm honestly so glad I can just fuck with a short man in peace.
Because I can't. I'm 5'10". Please don't come. Don't come. I ain't going to hold you. Because if I got to lean over to talk to you and kiss and hug and hold, I'm going to tell you.
You ain't
got to
do that when y'all laying in the bed.
I don't want to just lay.
She want to go out to soiree. No. She want to go to soiree.
No.
I
want
to
go.
Tuesday at 2.
No. On a Tuesday at 2 with my boo. That's all I want
to
do.
I don't know. I used to discriminate against short men. But now.
For you.
I'm good with it. I'm gonna fuck with it.
I can't.
You are so little, Sierra.
Yeah, you're 5'3".
I'm saying that.
Because you're 5'3".
Okay.
Hey, I'm 5'10".
I can't
so
have
you...
a preference.
Because even a short dude is still taller than you. So a 5'6" dude, still taller than you. 5'8", taller than you. 5'9".
Okay. See, I never seen a
he's still shorter than me
three.
At all of that.
Y'all never seen a nigga shorter than 5'3"?
Not that wasn't Asian.
No nigga shorter than 5'3".
You not.
They have not approached me.
Okay, so you don't even. This
because they not out here.
It don't even matter.
They midgets.
Because they're Carter and Jacob.
That's it. Come on, why we playing?
Y'all trying to hurt me.
Short niggas, bro. You're the short nigga. You two are a short nigga. Nope.
That's crazy.
I learned to accept y'all. You've learned to
you're
accept
5'7".
Yourself.
They're still taller than you.
That's why I be acting like that. I got a little nigga syndrome. Don't
whole time.
God damn.
Whole time.
You was a part of that family tree,
that's
honey.
That's why I understand it and be like, it ain't that bad.
Yes.
He ain't even tripping now.
Y'all one and the same. You're the exception. You're
that's why I was acting like that about them towels in Colorado. Oh.
No. Okay. We'll give you that. I'm going to give you Colorado because we're not going to revisit Colorado.
I feel like nope. That's a different.
I'm not going back to Colorado. Nope.
Next
she can have Colorado.
I'm going
to. She can have Colorado.
Nope. I'm going to let you.
She can have it. Let her have it. That was it.
Height.
Yep. It was your height. Whole time. Yep.
Woo.
All right. I really. Cause she be serious though,
and like, that irritates me. She's wrong. She's wrong with this girl.
What?
Something wrong with this child of God, y'all.
I came to terms with the fact that I got little nigga syndrome. What?
You were? She
I
really
may have
that.
Been wrong, but
tell him what you said off the mic about when you apologize. How you don't really be sorry.
I'll be look if I. If I know I'm going to do this shit again, probably, I'm not going to flat out say I'm sorry or I apologize. I'm going to let you know I probably shouldn't have did that.
No. She said, I'm going to say I'm sorry, but I ain't going to mean it.
No. No. I said I'm not going to say I'm sorry
unless
I'm not going to do it again. If I know I'm probably going to repeat that offense, that was my bad. I shouldn't have did that.
Plenty more where that came from.
Don't tell me. Don't
you ain't
going
to have to
reheat
the leftovers, baby. I'm going to make it fresh.
Don't
I got
tell
something
me my
for
bad,
you, baby.
Nigga.
I'm in the kitchen with it.
But me and you apologize.
But if it's something like really off the wall, like, I don't know. I done talked about your mama or something, and I know that was like real fucked up. I don't be talking about niggas' mamas. I will apologize. I don't apologize often because I'm probably going to do it again. You got to know that fucking with me. I'm going to do it again. What? I'm not going to cheat. Yeah, that's just like a nigga, though. Go ahead. What's the next thing? What else we said we was going to get into?
Are you sure you were supposed to be a short girl? Because you really over there acting like a short nigga.
I say that.
Okay, Carlos.
That's why niggas be like.
That's why you be having so many problems when you be fucking with short niggas, too.
Mm, it's a battle of the heights.
I did pull a tape measure out on a nigga before.
I'd have bashed your
head. He let me do it.
You thought you was taller than him?
You're 36 inches.
I didn't think I was taller than him. I thought we was like eye to eye.
Girl, now I'll beat your ass if you think I'm coming in this motherfucker 5 foot even.
That nigga tried to say he was 5'8".
You think I got to put the platform on the goddamn gas pedal?
Maybe.
To go?
Well, why is you in this truck?
Ooh, he probably got them boots with all that heel. You know
I'm going to ask him, do he hop into his truck?
Okay. Let's move on, because she is digging the grave.
I don't know if you listen, whoever you are, sir, but I apologize on her behalf, because she not going to do it, because she going to keep doing it like she said. She going to keep talking shit about
you. What is this to say sorry about?
I can't apologize for you
being little. You said I wanted that man run and jump into his truck.
Do we? Do we? Go ahead, man. I'm off that, because that's I will get into a rabbit hole of jokes. This ain't that. God damn it.
I meant what I said, though. There would be no shorties.
I don't blame you, because honestly, if I was your height, if I was your height, I would be even cool with something. Like, you could be my height. As long as you're taller than me.
That's
or
it.
My height, like, I'm not going.
That's all I like to wear heels and shit.
So. I need you to be, I'm not. When I got my heels on, I don't want to be all the way down here when I rest my arm on you and I'm trying to fix my shoe.
You got
I don't,
to really love, and like, you have to
I don't.
Really
the thing
love
I don't.
Ray already played too fucking much.
And they come in.
So it's like, she gonna, I'm strong, nigga. Is she you
gonna,
strong?
Gonna have to
be. Her arm on your head.
Because if I pick you up, because I'm gonna pick you up in the club. If it's just stupid stuff
don't
like that, I
don't
want to do.
Baby daddy.
Ray gonna look at the picture.
Let me get my kids.
That was scandalous.
Oh my god! I really hope your forever person is not a short person. I hope God didn't do you like that. When did you
fuck that? If the Lord made me wait this long for forever. And gave me a little smoky.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you remember Tony and Todd?
I'm not doing that. I don't like putting stuff on God because we talking about him and his work right now. But I'm going to say, on the powers that be, on the higher powers that be, please don't. Lord, no. I'm against it, Lord. But let your will be done. I am with that. But don't do that
but
if you can.
Please don't. You remember what you said? You remember what you said in the group chat? See, Sierra was like, I be asking the Lord for clarity, but I be like, but don't let it hurt too hard.
Yeah, don't do it hard, though.
Don't do too much.
He could be 5'9".
The bishop was like,
you can come and be 5'9".
Go through your forest and be quiet. Okay.
I want this to happen, but hold on.
Don't do it hard. Let me put my seatbelt on.
Don't you think I had enough pain this year?
Dog.
Like, can I dip my toe in the pool and get in easily? No, bitch. I'm finna push your ass in this motherfucker.
I'm gonna dunk you. But you know my hair just got done. Okay, Lord.
Okay, do your thing.
But please don't, Lord.
Please. We can't keep asking for that because he gonna do what he wanna do anyway.
At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm gonna tell you what I told TJ.
I can't wait to see who the man is.
Me too, Lord. I told TJ from Save It. He had posted something in his story, and it was his brother or something. And he was with a white lady. I said, "Damn, don't none of y'all like black girls, do y'all?"
Goddamn.
He gonna respond, "Hey man, you wild." He was talking about y'all don't like us. I said, "Nah, y'all against us. Two of them don't go out like that. Nope, y'all against us." And I can't wait to tell the culture for Black History Month. So I told him now, "Hi, TJ. Talk to you later."
No. He had texted me about the episode after the speed dating event, and he was like, "Hey, Ray is fucking crazy." He was like, "Who?" He was like, "Why is she calling Lansky Lasco?"
Oh my
and
god!
Talking about that's Nick Cousin. You don't remember when she said that? She was like, "Nick and his cousin came through Lasco. Thank you so much, Lasco."
Just go do what the fuck you want to do.
Hey, let's be clear. Then my daddy house.
Yeah. Okay, this man a whole ass name.
I'm bad with names. We've been hearing that a lot today.
I said Lasco.
As long as your heart is in the right place.
Oh, wait.
Ask them some scissors or something. What is Lasco? I feel like that's like.
I don't know. I feel like that's something that's in the kitchen.
It's something.
Something plastic. Maybe that's a fan.
And then I'm just made this man Nick Cousin. Like,
I thought they said something. They said something familiar. They was familiar. They was some type of family.
He on Save It now.
I thought they were. They know.
Oh my
Because Ray, when Ray said cousin, I was like,
it's a fan. Damn, Last I'm told.
Fan.
He's so okay. cool.
Because he's so
and
cool.
he cool.
Whole time.
You did that, you Ray. Did.
Damn, shout out to Lasco. Was it Lasco? That. Is it Lasco?
It's Lansky.
It's Lansky. 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 I like Lasco. I like the
Lansky to Lasco.
I'll keep it. Change my mind.
Compromise. Like we done.
That nigga gonna have to change my mind.
If he had a Twitter, he should change his thing like to Lansky to Lasco.
Cool like that. You I'm cool it. Like that.
Sometimes
we be doing a whole
collaboration.
Sometimes should be happening.
Oh God!
In the studio,
organically. Organically.
Hey. Good job, Larry.
I used to pray for times like this.
All right, y'all. Okay. Y'all ready to go?
You know what? I don't think we have anything. We are going to start taking pre-orders for the shirts. On the 2nd, on Monday. So, we ain't got a situation where y'all just pull up and get the shirts from us or nothing right now. Because, like, we've been telling y'all, like, life been lifing. So, like, you can give us the money for your shirt and we can go get it made for you. And then you can get your shirt. All right, now?
You know what they look like.
We letting y'all know ahead of time. So, we ain't doing, like, them other black businesses.
So, is it your shirts? Can I get a hoodie?
If you want to.
Yeah, whatever we want. Cause.
I need to get that price range on them hoodies.
Cassie's talking about, can she get a tracksuit?
Like, a whole suit.
She want a whole suit.
Oh God,
she's so dramatic.
She saw the shirt. I do too. Like, can I get that like a tracksuit? You know, like, I know what the fuck a tracksuit is, dog.
She was like, a tracksuit. And also, I would also like, if you could, Mom, possibly some shoes to match. Just a little custom blue, a little custom yellow, splash of white.
Yeah. I want that.
I think that's a custom walk the fuck out my face.
She know. Cassidy already know she get that shit off.
She knows she gotta
get
go.
Bullshit off.
She gotta go to senior.
Tell your mimi
to
put in a pre-order.
Right your head.
Tell your mimi to put in a pre-order, nigga.
I like to speak with management.
Hey, exactly. Do what you got to do, nigga.
Exactly. So we are gonna be posting details, like, you know, our Cash App and stuff, where you guys can send the money for your pre-orders. Y'all will have to inbox us on our official pages. Please try not to, like, send stuff to our individual pages, because we want to be able to have everything in one place and we can see everything so we know, like, what been sent out and what hasn't and all that good stuff. So I will be posting details about that, though, on Monday.
On Monday, while y'all listening, not right now because ain't no telling when it's going to drop, but we don't want to hear nothing about, oh, I would have, I should have, I could have. This it. This is the announcement. This is us telling y'all this is where it's at. Honey Trap Pie.
If y'all follow us on my socials, then y'all seen the.
Yeah. Period.
Well, yeah, we'll continue to
get with it or get hit with it. Once we put our orders in, that's going to be it. We're going to do another run, but you're not just going to be able to just get in on the back end because we got to have some kind of order and y'all going to have to respect something.
And we can't be running back and forth to printers Facts. And people's and doing all that.
I will say, I feel like we all can agree, though, that the quality is good because we have went through some people and we have found a nice little situation as of now. I'm gonna do the hoodie myself so I can see what that look like on the canvas, but
period,
they pretty cool though.
I do think I want to come up with another like little design for the hoodie too. I want some shit. I want like a little buzzing down the sleeve or something. You know what I'm saying? Something
like that.
Anyway, so this is but the shirts that we have posted are just like the first, you know, couple of things. We gonna be adding
with
stuff.
Us. But what is DJ?
As we go along, so I really feel like that's the only like announcement we have right now.
That's fine. I think that's
it. Y'all don't got nothing y'all want to leave the people with?
Hey, go. Did y'all set y'all clocks back? Because it's time.
My clock be doing that automatically.
I know, but it's going to be Monday when they get it, and I don't know how they're going to be feeling with, you know, losing an hour of sleep and all of that. I just want to be there for the people.
No, we gain an hour.
We gain an hour this time? Hour. I thought we lost an hour in the winter.
We lose the hour in the summer.
Oh, y'all all right? Y'all cool. My bad. I take that back.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about hibernating. That's how I be remembered. Like, yeah, I get that hour back, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
Now that Monday getting off work, that's going to be tough because you're going to be feeling like you're there an extra hour. But just hang in there.
Nah, I'll probably call off.
I ain't going to call off, but
I'm going to probably be an hour late. I'm going to be an hour late.
I get out of there. As soon as I be like, you know what, I can't take this shit anymore.
Yeah, I probably log out. I hate it when they remind me, like an email, to set my clock back. No, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late. I didn't set
Sorry,
it back.
Sorry, forgot. No, I don't have.
I'm grown. I do not need no reminder. That's what I'm telling my mama.
That. What's up with that?
You got a good job that lets you mind your business.
Okay. Every time I get reminded of something, I forget. Is that, am I like the only person?
No, because I'm, don't do that to me.
Every time somebody reminds me of some shit, I forget. Like, my mama is horrible about trying to remind me of shit. Like, it's like,
did you do this?
I'm like, bro. Because you like, now I don't want to do it. I'm trying to forget. Now I don't want to do it.
So now I'm good.
Going to block it.
Now it's blocked.
Now you let me feel.
Now you let me feel.
I'm cool.
That's it. That's all I had. I ain't had nothing.
I don't have nothing.
Well, we would like to give a special thanks to Mark Serrato for letting us come trap in his spot this week.
Absolutely. Very, cute, very nice, very cozy. If you guys are looking for somewhere to pod, please reach out to Mark Serrano.
Or if you would like.
It right? Mark Serrano.
If you would like to shoot a porno in here, because.
That's not what these chairs lighting, are for.
I don't. The light.
Look at the light.
It's reach nice. Reach out to, it's him. To him. You got to speak to the owner. We cannot tell you like that you can come do no OnlyFans, okay, ma'am. Yeah, see, ma'am, said, sir. He said, ma'am, sir. Please reach out to the owner.
He's like,
just let me know so I can know not to sit in this chair no more.
Right.
No, he not. They can't do it on these chairs.
Yeah, I just, as long as, reach out to the man for all your inquiries, because I cannot agree and or deny how y'all going to get that work in.
And that's on
it is some nice lighting in here, though.
It is nice.
But yeah. Call him.
Call him. Text him, you know.
On his Nextel chirp.
Period. Twitter.
Chirp.
Trying to conversate about some motherfucking
work. You got a Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram,
straight flexing. All that. Check him out.
M-A-R-K-S-E.
We'll tag him in our post so that you guys can easily go to it.
I was going
to
get
it's okay.
Him.
That's smart, though.
Let me out.
You got the right idea.
Okay, y'all, we finna go, because honestly, I got a lot of stuff to do. I have to mentally prepare myself to go work for these thieves.
Okay, Peyton, yes. That was a real Peyton moment.
Yes, I have got to prepare to dine and dash tonight at the corner on Vine.
Come down and see Lil Red riding that dick. Hello.
I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. That was real inappropriate.
I'm going to be Little Red Riding Hood, but I'm grown, so I'm Little Red Riding that D. Hello.
Y'all be safe on tonight.
Be careful, y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the whole wide world.
But you here with us.
And we thank you. It's your boy.
Bye.